Well, we're finally here, and we are live from SEC Media Days in Nashville, so let's talk all about it.
You are Locked On Razorbacks, your daily podcast on the Arkansas Razorbacks, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Razorbacks podcast. I am your host, John Neighbors. I am also the host of Out of Bounds. You can catch every weekday afternoon from 1 to 4 on 103.7 The Buzz and 103.7thebuzz.com. Today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel. Make every moment more. Don't miss the chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Hope everybody's having a wonderful Wednesday, I guess is the time I'm recording this. I'm here in Nashville at the Omni Hotel, which is way too nice for me, and I have zero business being here. But shout out to 103.7 The Buzz for being able to put me up in this and be able to let me cover the entire SEC tournament for as long as Arkansas is in it, which is hopefully for a while. But now I'm looking outside my window, see downtown Nashville, awesome city, awesome weather, and hopefully it ends up being an awesome trip, especially for the Razorbacks as they're going to take on Auburn in a game tomorrow, which is, you know, kind of depending on how you look at it, an intriguing game for many different reasons. And we're going to dive into that as well as some other things too, when it comes to all the stuff going on with basketball and the NCAA tournament and some big news in the SEC there as well. But let's go ahead and dive into the SEC tournament for Arkansas. Now, Arkansas has not won the SEC tournament since 2000. In fact, that's the only time that they've won the SEC tournament. And it's kind of crazy if you think about, like, not just for Arkansas in the fact that they've only won it once, but just in sports in general, Arkansas has really not won that many SEC championships in the tournaments, I should say. It's kind of weird how that's been. Soccer, they've been a lot of times and never won. I think football, they've only been three times and have never won. Basketball, they've actually been a few times and only won one. But it's in baseball, they just won it for the first time ever in 2021. So you're talking about a long time since Arkansas has won this, but they just really don't have a whole lot of luck in it. And I was looking at also just the history of Arkansas being in the championship game. And they played in 95. They played Kentucky and lost that game 95-93 in overtime. They played it in 99 and they lost to Kentucky once again. And then they played it in 2000. They beat Auburn 75-67. That was the only time that they won it. And then after that, they played it in 07 against Florida and lost it. They played against Georgia in 08, as we all know, and they lost it. They played against Kentucky in 2015, and they lost it. They played against Kentucky in 2017, and they lost it. So they have played in the title game quite a few times, but have only walked away with one SEC title. So that would be something that'd be nice to change. It's not like something you have to have or something that, like, you know, it's just you can't have it. But if you just think about some of the other teams that have been in it, and I'm going to look at it just in the modern era of SEC and since 92 and on, because there's some teams that won it that I wouldn't really count in that way. But like Kentucky's just dominated it even in past 92. They won it in 92, 93, 94, 95, 97, 98, 99, 01, 03, 04, 2010, 2011, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018. So they've won it by far more than anybody. Alabama has only won it one time since 1992, and that was actually in 2021. Florida has won it four times in 05, 06, 07, and then in 2014. Mississippi State has won it three times, 96, 02, and 09. Auburn has only won it one time in 2019, again, just since 92. Ole Miss won it in 2013. Vanderbilt won it in 2012. Georgia won it in 2008. And then Arkansas, of course, won it in 2000. So the only teams that are really missing an SEC tournament championship here in the modern era, LSU, they've only won one time, which is crazy. I didn't realize that. They won it back in 1980. It's the only time that they've ever won it. So they've yet to do it in the modern era. Missouri, South Carolina, A&M, those teams have yet to do it either. Of course, A&M and Missouri have been a little bit more recent here. But the fact is that it's incredible to see Arkansas not being winning it as much. Tennessee, I guess, has only won it once in 2022. Can't forget them. But a lot of people have gone through different fluctuations. I mean, the fact that Kentucky's, like, you've had different teams win it. 2018 was Kentucky. 2019 was Auburn. 2020 didn't happen. 2021 was Alabama. And then last year in 2022 was Tennessee. So you're talking about the last five champions have all been five different teams. A lot of parity there. So maybe this could be the one that Arkansas wins. But I did think it was pretty fascinating, too, when I started seeing all the stats that were going out, that Arkansas has actually only played Auburn one other time in SEC tournament history. I was pretty floored by that, considering that, you know, they've been playing the SEC tournament since 1992. So you're talking about 31 years, or I guess 30 years technically, where they played in the SEC tournament. And Arkansas has won 20, I think they're 26-26 in the tournament overall. So they've played and won 26 games and lost 26 games, but only one of those games have been against Auburn, and that was in 2000 in the championship game when Arkansas actually beat Auburn. So if you want to look at it with some crazy trends and whatnot, I guess you could technically say that, hey, every year Arkansas plays Auburn and beats them, they win the SEC title. So, you know, maybe if Arkansas takes care of business against Auburn tomorrow, they'll win the SEC title. We'll know there's some sort of a history to that there too. But just looking at the preview of it all, and I'll admit, folks, like, I'm not exactly the most confident person in this game. I hope I'm wrong. I'm hoping that Arkansas does take care of business against Auburn. Auburn has a chip on their shoulder about Arkansas. They've had it for a long time now. And if you don't need any more evidence of that, just look at Wendell Green and some of the comments that he's made. Like, I think it's so funny. Everyone talks about Arkansas and Auburn fans, I should say, talk about Arkansas. It's like, oh, you guys treat it as your Super Bowl and all that stupid stuff that gets brought up. But yet the team that keeps talking about Arkansas is Auburn. So I think it's really funny how that ends up. But Auburn is definitely, they haven't played perfectly, but they did get the win over Tennessee to end the regular season, which was a good win for them. And Arkansas has lost three straight, as we know. But if you're just comparing it at the rankings, Arkansas is still 18th in the net. Auburn is 32nd. And if you look at KenPom, Arkansas is 19th, Auburn is 26th. Basically, in all the major stats is when it comes to rankings and polls and analytics and everything, Arkansas is actually better than Auburn across the board. Now, if we start looking at the actual comparisons in the SEC, at least when it comes to offense and defense, that's when it really gets fascinating. Offensive efficiency, these two teams are pretty much dead even. Arkansas is number 8 in the SEC and Auburn is number 7 in the SEC, so really close there. So Arkansas is still doing a great job with effective field goal percentage. They're number 3 in the SEC. Auburn's actually number 8. Turnover percentage, Arkansas is still too high. They've gotten better, but they're at a number 11 in the SEC and Auburn's number 5. Offensive rebound percentage, it's pretty close. Arkansas 7, Auburn's 5. Free throw rate, though, Arkansas gets to the foul line a lot, number 3, and Auburn's number 11. So it's funny, we said that against Tennessee and didn't really pan out there, but Auburn's not a team that goes to the free throw line a whole bunch. Percentage-wise, now I thought this was kind of cool, too, because we talk about this. So field goal percentage, two-point percentage inside the arc. Arkansas is number 5 in the SEC, and Auburn's number 8. Okay, so Arkansas has an edge there. Three-point percentage. We talked about a three-point percentage and how bad it is for Arkansas and everything. Arkansas is actually higher in three-point percentage than Auburn by literally 0.1%. Arkansas is shooting 32.3%. Auburn's 32.2%. So Arkansas is actually better at hitting three-pointers in the percentage just by a little bit, but still slightly more than Auburn. Now, free throw percentage, Auburn obviously is much better at that because Arkansas is 13th in the SEC and Auburn is 6th. And then adjusted tempo, Arkansas is still number 2, so Auburn's number 6. So still a little bit better there in the tempo. Now, the defense is really where it's pretty incredible for both of these teams to see where they rank and how they match up there. So defensive efficiency is pretty much the same. Arkansas is number 6 and Auburn's number 5. In effective field goal percentage defensively, number 6 and number 5, Arkansas and Auburn. In turnover percentage, number 6, number 5, Arkansas and versus Auburn respectively. Two-point defense, Arkansas is actually better at it than Auburn at number 4 compared to number 6. But three-point defense, Arkansas is number 7, dead even in the SEC. Auburn's actually number 3, so Auburn does a good job of guarding the 3. Block percentage, Arkansas is number 1 still in the SEC. Auburn is number 3, though. They're a team that blocks a lot of shots. Steal percentage, number 5 for Arkansas, number 4 for Auburn. Offensive rebound percentage defensively, how many offensive rebounds they give up percentage-wise. Arkansas is number 7, Auburn's number 9. So Auburn gives up a little bit more offensive rebounds than what Arkansas does. And then free throw rate defensively, Arkansas is number 13th, which means that they let the team on the other side of the court get to the free throw line a ton. They're number 13. But you know who's number 14? Auburn. They, as far as the efficiency there in defense, they allow teams to shoot more free throws than any other team in the SEC. and Arkansas is right there next to them. So you're talking about defensively, they are about as even as you could ask. There's a few things here and there of why maybe one team is over the other, but overall, it's very much a dead heap and a dead even matchup between these two teams. Of course, last time met earlier in the year, which was on the road, one game, Arkansas, where it's, I think it started about, was in fact, the game was pretty much over as soon as it started because it was, they were hostile. Auburn really wanted to beat Arkansas. Those fans hated Arkansas, and they ended up getting a first shot was a foul and one on a three-pointer, which made a four-point play, and Auburn never looked back. So if you're looking at it, though, FanDuel has pretty much a pick 'em. I've seen it go from either Auburn favored by one or Arkansas favored by one, but it's pretty much dead even. And so I say all that to say this. I have no idea what's going to happen in the game tomorrow. I have no clue. I could see Arkansas winning. I could see Auburn winning. I could see it going really well. I could see it going poorly. It's just all over the place. I have no idea. I have no idea. But if I am going to give a prediction here, I will say, though, that it will be a good game. I think Arkansas will come out a little bit more fresh than what we saw against Kentucky. I think it's also going to come down to the Mitchell twins more so than anybody. Mitchell twins and Jalen Graham, how do those guys play? Because they've been MIA the past few games, and it's hurt Arkansas. You can't allow Nick Smith and Anthony Black and Devo Davis and Ricky Council to just shoot threes or shoot. Like, you got to have some inside presence there. That's usually when you've been your most effective. I'm throwing Jordan Walsh in there too. You got to have some inside presence, some size and everything to go along with it. If Arkansas can do that, I like their chances. But if they allow Auburn to hit threes, I think that's the key. If Auburn hits threes, Arkansas loses. Because Auburn is not a great three-point shooting team, but they are whenever they get it going, though. They're a confident team when they get it going. It could be bad for Arkansas that way, too. So either way, I think it's going to be a great game between these two opponents. And honestly, whether Arkansas loses or wins or whatever, they're still in the NCAA tournament, which we'll talk about the numbers and everything surrounding it here in just a second. But folks, I know we're right here in the middle of the NBA season. I know we also got, of course, postseason in college basketball going on. And now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because new customers get a no sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's right. That's bonus bets back if you don't win on your first bet. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, sound, secure, super easy to use. And then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores to threes drained. Does not matter. You can bet on it. You can have fun with it. You can make it happen with FanDuel. Plus, they let you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. So don't miss your chance to get a no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports booking betting partner of the NBA.
You are Locked On Razorbacks, your daily podcast on the Arkansas Razorbacks, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, so continuing on with the Locked On Razorbacks podcast. So I had this interesting question, and I thought it was fascinating thinking about the numbers that Arkansas has and like KenPom and the net rankings and everything, analytics, if you will. They love Arkansas. The analytics love Arkansas. And I even saw, I guess it was KenPom, they released a graphic as far as percentages goes using all of their numbers, which again, if you don't look at numbers, that's fine. But I still thought it was fascinating because it put out the percentages of the likelihood of winning the SEC tournament title. So when they put out these numbers, it's kind of like, all right, so what does it mean? Like, what can you take from it? What can you really dive into? What does it really mean at the end of the day? And again, it's just kind of like a take it for whatever it is. But according to KenPom, Arkansas has the fourth best chance, percentage-wise, of winning the SEC tournament. The fourth best chance. Alabama, Kentucky are up there with the way that they played, and also Tennessee is up there. But Arkansas is one of those teams. And I was pretty floored by this. A&M, not Tennessee, A&M. But I was pretty floored by that. I was like, how does that work? And then, of course, you keep seeing the net rankings and you keep seeing the KenPom and you keep seeing the bracketology coming out and all of the different things that has gone, whether it's gone Arkansas's way or not, the negative, the positive, all that together, but it keeps coming back to a positive manner for Arkansas. I wish I could explain why. I wish I could just sit here and say, well, this X, Y, Z, burr, 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 there it is. That's how it works. But it's not that way. It's not that way. It's wild. I don't know. I don't think I like the net rankings. Now, I like it when it benefits Arkansas, which it looks like it absolutely is benefiting Arkansas right now. But I'm not a fan of the net rankings. There's too much like illogical reasoning behind it. Like you look at Arkansas, there's a chance that they could go 19, like only win 19 games, essentially. You're talking about 19 wins. They could go 19 and 13, have 13 losses, and make the NCAA tournament as a 9 seed. All right, I can think back to times where Arkansas had 19 losses and they did not make the tournament. Barely, and in the NIT, they weren't even a number one seed. But yet now, because of these net rankings, they're in it. In fact, Auburn is 2011 and 10-8 in conference play. They actually have the same seed right now as Arkansas. So it just it's wild to me how it just doesn't make much sense. But the numbers love them some Razorbacks. They love them some Arkansas. Now, I'm not going to sit here and try to pretend that I know all about college basketball, that I know all about the keys and the backgrounds and the ingredients or anything like that. Like, there's so many things that I don't know, and I'm not going to pretend to even act like I know them and I know the backgrounds of them. But what I'd like to think is I do know the difference between tournament basketball and non-tournament basketball, tournament teams and non-tournament teams. I feel like I've been watching it long enough that I can tell. And it's just hard for me to sit here and say with a straight face and say like, yeah, for sure, Arkansas looks like a tournament team right now. Now, that's the thing about it is once you get into the tournament, you're a tournament team and the rest of it doesn't matter. And that's not up to me to decide. But if this was going off the old rankings and the old way of doing things, I'd be like, no, Arkansas is not a tournament team. But because of the way that they value these non-conference schedules and strength of schedule and everything, it's so great for a team like Arkansas to be able to benefit from it. So they're a tournament team as of right now. And I've gotten calls on my radio show. I've gotten text messages. I've gotten tweets like this. I've gotten comments. And I was like, there's just no way I can say this is a tournament team or I don't think it's a tournament team. Well, I'm going off what the experts say. And the experts know a lot more than me. And they say this is a tournament team because the numbers say it is and say they are. And until that changes and until that works over or does something different, I'm going to go with it. And I'm fine with it. As long as they get into the tournament, if it helps. Whatever it takes, baby, whatever it takes. We'll talk about some crazy SEC basketball news here in just a second on the other side of the break. Stay with us here on the Locked On Razorbacks podcast.
You are Locked On Razorbacks, your daily podcast on the Arkansas Razorbacks, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, so final segment here on the Locked On Razorbacks podcast. Chris Beard. Yeah, that Chris Beard apparently is getting really close to being hired as the Ole Miss basketball coach. That's not a joke. Now, depending on when you listen to this podcast or watch this podcast, something may change, something may have happened, and may it be different right now. But according to Jeff Goodman earlier today, he was reporting via Stadium. He says Ole Miss and Chris Beard have had multiple conversations and have met in person. No deal is in place just yet, but it's trending in the direction that Beard would be the next head coach of Ole Miss in Oxford. So again, nothing official, but I will say that if this happens, one, the SEC just got it's already been a gauntlet, and this is ridiculous how if Chris Beard comes in, because Ole Miss will immediately be a tournament caliber team as long as they actually go through with Chris Beard and he makes it work, because he is a phenomenal coach. I know his off the court stuff. I don't care what anybody says. I know that the charges got dropped, but I still think he did what he did. I still think that he got physically violent. And I think from what reports have said, he's had history of being very verbal and very physical when it comes to some of the anger issues that he has. I think he 100% was involved in something like that happened. Just because the charges got dropped doesn't mean it didn't happen. So I think that that's a problem. But I'll give Ole Miss credit in the regard that they don't really care about character or find people of, making good decisions there on and off the court or of the field or whatever. They basically sold themselves saying, hey, we're going to do whatever we can to win, and we don't really care. So I almost give them credit for it. I'm serious about that. Like, I almost give them credit for it. It's like, at least you don't pretend. At least you just show up and say, yeah, this is what we're doing. And we're not going to try to sit here and say that we're sanctimonious or better than anybody when you got some major problems yourself. So again, give them a lot of credit for that. But I don't know. I just think that there's sometimes, though, there's some jobs that are, even with a great coach, are difficult to win at a highest level. And that's why I think Chris Beard will be there for a very short period of time until a better, bigger job opens up, and then he'll jump if he goes to Ole Miss. Ole Miss is not a good basketball job. It's not. It never has been, and it never will be. Chris Beard may be able to go in there and make them a tournament team, but they just don't have the facilities, the support, the care. Like, they don't have any of that. That's what, like, my first instinct was. But then I also said that about Auburn and Alabama, and look at where they are. So a coach can make a difference. But Bruce Pearl and Nate Oates, I think, could be there at the long haul when it comes to Alabama and Auburn. But I don't think Chris Beard will be there long for Ole Miss. He's just trying to get back into the good graces of people and trying to make it work. So if it happens, that's crazy. And again, kudos to Ole Miss for at least going out and doing it. But the SEC is already a gauntlet. I can't imagine what it's going to be like with him in the conference. And I guess we'll just have to hopefully trust in the rest of the process and see how it goes. Because there's a lot of first-year coaches, too. Because you think about it, like, Kermit Davis is going to be the only one that gets fired. And he gets replaced by Chris Beard, you know, a coach that's been in a couple Final Fours and is an incredible recruiter and has had success everywhere he's been. And then the other places that aren't even making the tournament this year, they have, like, first-year coaches. And then some places like Missouri has a first-year coach, and he's doing well. So it's crazy. It's crazy. Somebody's got to finish last. Somebody's got to not make the tournament every year. I just hope it's not Arkansas. I don't think it will be Arkansas, but, man, the SEC just 10, 15 years ago was a trash basketball conference, and now you look at it, it's getting to the point where maybe one of the better ones, the way it's trending in the entire country, that's for sure. Appreciate everybody listening in to Locked On Razorbacks podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or on Google Play. You can also get after me on Twitter at BuzzJohnNeighbors for any questions, comments, concerns that you may have. Keep it going from there. Same podcast time, same podcast channel tomorrow afternoon. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you then.